This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Tuesday, April 26, 2022, Montana reports 273,680 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 96 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 26 new cases in Missoula County. That's Missoula and the University of Montana. 16 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 12 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 8 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish, and more new cases in 17 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 440. Currently, 19 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,322 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 990,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,900,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive for COVID on Tuesday. Harris has exhibited no symptoms and will isolate while she continues to work from her residence. She will return to the White House once she has received a negative test. Harris, who has received COVID vaccinations, has not been in close contact with President Joe Biden or First Lady Jill Biden since last Monday during the White House Easter egg roll. The vice president tested positive for COVID shortly before she was due to join President Joe Biden for the intelligence review session of the president's daily brief. Harris came to the White House where she tested using both rapid antigen and PCR methods and left before the meeting and without seeing President Biden. A CDC report finds that 75% of children and teens had contracted COVID by February of this year. Coronavirus infection rates in children 17 and under skyrocketed from December through February, according to blood sample tests. More than half the population of the United States had antibodies for COVID-19 by the end of February, indicating that from the first alpha variant of the coronavirus through the highly transmissible Omicron variant, people infected each other with coronavirus. Children and teens were hit especially hard by the Omicron variant through last winter, with antibodies detected in three-quarters of that largely unvaccinated population. No age group was spared from the Omicron variant, which started barreling across the country in December. Detection of antibodies rose in all groups. The increase in COVID was most significant in kids, from 44% in December to 75% in February, just 2 months' time, among children aged 11 and younger. The percentages were almost identical for kids aged 12 to 17. The findings reflect record numbers of COVID cases among kids reported during the Omicron surge. In January, the American Academy of Pediatrics reported a spike in kids hospitalized with COVID. For the first time in 4 years, a litter of 6 red wolf pups was born in the wild in North Carolina. It's the first time in 4 years that a pair of wild red wolves, a species teetering on the brink of extinction, gave birth to a litter in the wild. The newborn pups, 4 females and 2 males, were found in the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge along the coast of northeastern North Carolina. Staff at the Red Wolf Recovery Program announced the positive news on Facebook Thursday. Before settlers arrived in North America, red wolves thrived throughout the southeast U.S., from Florida to the Great Plains and the Ohio River Valley. But through hunting, extermination, and the expansion of cities and towns, humans drove the species to near extinction. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.